You're listening to KVCR News. I'm Alfredo Cruz. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR contributor Cassie McDuff about some of the big stories around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Alfredo.
Let's get started with a couple of follow-ups from last week's roundup. The car show in Loma Linda that attracted 3,000 mostly young people might have been a super spreader event. Is that correct?
Well, that's the concern that Mayor Phil Duper of Loma Linda expressed. He's concerned that these 3,000 people, mostly young people, crowded into the parking structure next door to Loma Linda University Medical Center, many of them not wearing masks. And this was in violation of county and state restrictions and recommendations to prevent the spread of coronavirus. So, of course, there haven't been any reports yet. We don't know who was there. We don't know who has tested positive or not. But, you know, San Bernardino County officials have been hoping to get out of the purple tier, the most restrictive tier that the state sets, and to allow more reopenings in the red tier, which loosens things up just a little bit. And if this does turn out to have been a super spreader event, that's not going to happen. It's already been delayed at least through October 20th,
yeah.
And things had not until just midweek this week seemed to be turning around with some fewer hospitalizations. But, you know, the Loma Linda University Church, whose youth ministry sponsored the event, apologized and said it seemed to spiral out of control once it was posted on social media. They had on their application with the city indicated 15 to 20 cars, you know, modest size event with social distancing required.
Right.
But that obviously didn't happen. The city, in response, has placed another event that's been planned in the city on hold while the city's event permitting process is under review to see if things need to be tightened up.
Wow. Seems like there's been a lot of relaxing going on with the pandemic, and I think people might be moving a little bit too quickly.
Yeah, even in spite of not moving down to the red tier in San Bernardino County, it does seem like there's a lot more people out and about lately.
Right. Okay, let's move over to Riverside. The Riverside County Office of Education officials have picked a successor to Superintendent Judy White, who is retiring in November.
Right. We had talked about her retirement last week. And the Board of Education moved very quickly to name the Deputy Superintendent of Schools, Edwin Gomez, as her replacement through the end of her term in 2022. So he would have to run for the office if he wants to continue in that post. He was previously the superintendent of Coachella Valley Unified. The board could have called a special election to replace Judy White, but it would have been too late to get it on the ballot for this presidential election coming up in November, or they could have launched a search for a replacement. But those types of executive searches seem to take at least 6 months. So they decided to simply appoint somebody whose work they already knew and who they have confidence in.
Right, right. Now, was this something that was planned, or did her retirement come up kind of suddenly?
Well, she said she had always planned to retire when she turned 65, but of course she has given the district at least a month's notice. So, they're acting proactively to replace her before she actually leaves.
All right, so it wasn't unexpected. And lastly, a number of local land use controversies have cropped up across San Bernardino and Riverside counties. What's happening with this?
Yeah, planners have been making some unpopular decisions. In Riverside County, the county's plans to build a mental health transitional community of tiny houses where the juvenile detention center used to be in Riverside has city leaders upset. They're concerned that this is going to be disruptive to the Tyler Galleria. It's about a half mile from the Galleria off Magnolia Avenue. It's also near residential neighborhoods. This community would be an alternative to prison or hospitalization for people in psychiatric distress, where they would get care on site and supervision and be able to live in these tiny homes. About 40 to 80 homes are planned so they would get practice at independent living before they transition back into the community at large. The county plans to use coronavirus relief funds to build it, about $18.5 million. The city is concerned that people after release, you know, after they transition out of this community, mm-hmm. will become homeless and stay in the area and become a law enforcement problem. So the city is asking the county to have law enforcement on site 24/7 and to give the city $2.5 million over 5 years for the city to add public safety measures. The city says it lacks confidence in the county's ability to oversee this type of development, which is kind of innovative. And then, Alfredo, in Redlands, mm-hmm. the city is finally moving to revoke a permit for operators of the former water-themed amusement park off of the 10 freeway near California Avenue, which has been vacant for many months. It burned back in May. It's been vandalized. The landscaping has been allowed to die off. The operators are blaming coronavirus, but the problems have been going on for a couple of years after the city cracked down on the operators for proceeding with demolition without city approval, and some other things were done on site without the proper permits. For one, the operators were told to restore the fire alarm and sprinklers, but that did not happen before that fire, and they were not functioning, and perhaps that's why the fire kind of took off. And lastly, in Murrieta, the city council approved a new Costco despite an appeal filed by a group of nearby condominium residents who are concerned that the shopping center is going to create increased traffic. This is on Clinton Keith Road. But city officials say this is really important to the city's economic development. It's going to add jobs. And right now, Costco estimates that 24,000 households in Murrieta, that's about two-thirds of the households in the city, drive to Temecula to shop at the Costco there. So this would reduce the amount of driving that people in Murrieta have to do to get to Costco.
Hmm. Well, let's hope it works out. Cassie, it's always great to have you give us these updates. Thanks again.
Thank you, Alfredo.
Longtime journalist Cassie McDuff helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap, and these reports are posted at kvcrnews.org. Thanks to the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers for allowing us access to their info. I'm Alfredo Cruz, KVCR News.